This is On Point. I'm Anthony Brooks. On today's program, we talked about the decades-long debate over whether Washington, D.C. should be granted statehood and the new energy behind that push. We also revisited a moment that reflects a bit of the character of the city, Washington, D.C., that wants to be a state. On January 6th, the day of the insurrection, as pro-Trump extremists headed toward the Capitol, they were met by D.C. resident Peter Tracy, who told them exactly what he thought of them. His neighbor, Shantia Humphreys, responded from her car.
I know! They really destroying our city!
The video of Peter and Shantia went viral, and it sparked a friendship between the two residents of D.C., upset about the violent assault on the Capitol that shook their city. Here they are recalling that day, beginning with Shantia, describing what she saw as she drove past Peter's house.
And I seen Peter, but my window was rolled up, and I didn't hear what he was saying, but his arm movements and his facial expression, I really was interested, so I rolled the window down.
Treasonous pieces of.
And I've been watching on TV the joint session that was supposed to be counting, you know, the electoral votes. When all of a sudden the cameras shifted and, you know, there were these swarms of people coming into the Capitol. Once the people, not people, but I should say, you know, basically rioters or seditionists, you know, came by the house, you know, I just went out on the porch and let them have it.
Out of town!
You know, me coming home from work and seeing them just walking that through, you know, Massachusetts Avenue, waving the flags. Like, I've been wanting to say something about 20 blocks earlier, you know, but Peter just gave me the ammunition. And there it goes.
I know. They really destroying our city.
They're destroying the city. And it's like nobody gives a. Next hour's Black Lives Matter. They got tanks rolling down Pennsylvania Avenue. But they let these crackers take over the goddamn Capitol.
That's true.
What
it makes me teary-eyed. I'm
It made me feel like, damn, I understand and y'all don't. You know, why they don't understand equality?
Yeah, because when it was us, Black Lives Matter, we couldn't even do none of that, and we died.
I marched in June for the lives that was lost through police brutality, so I just feel like to see them invade the U.S. Capitol with no consequences at the time. It was just a destruction of peace. And it was a slap in our face as Black people, you know.
The beauty of that video, I think, is that it shows that, you know, people can communicate with each other.
We come from two different backgrounds. I'm a Black young woman. He's, you know, a middle-aged. We connected. And we shared the same value in the video, you know.
And I hope in my lifetime I never see anything like that again. Because D.C. is a welcoming, diverse place. We have our problems. We have many problems. But, yeah. but we respect each other.
Yes, we invite everybody in.
Exactly.
Everybody welcome. I'm telling you. You know?
Yeah.
I just want everybody just to take the time just to relax and listen. Understand people.
Be respectful.
Yes, I also want to thank you guys, too, for my 15 minutes of fame.
It's part of history, you know, you know, that's nice and that's gratifying. But I'm equally glad that I have a friend in Shantia. Clearly, I know that that's survived 15 minutes.
That's going to be years to come.
That was Peter Tracy and Shantia Humphreys. Journalist Veronica Westren filmed their exchange and posted it on Twitter. You can find us on your favorite podcast feed or social media feed at On Point Radio. I'm Anthony Brooks.